Now, before you go further, we want to insert something really fast, and that is, emotion is the first indicator of what you're doing vibrationally, the first demonstration. Second is thoughts coming. Now, thoughts come before the emotion, but we want the emotion to be the first manifestation. Then a steady stream of thoughts will be your second indicator. And usually third on that list is nature will show up in your experience to accentuate the frequency of your being. And then other humans. Well, it's a wonderful thing when you have an experience. The only thing that's odd about it is that experiences like that surprise you, like, oh, isn't this amazing? What's amazing to us is that you are not having more of those experiences all day, every day, where you are noting the correlation between something that you've done vibrationally and the universe's very deft, very deliberate hand at assisting you. And it is especially nice, and usually, let's begin again. When someone that you care about has made their transition, it is usually through that pathway that you allow yourself to then understand the interconnectedness, the eternalness of that which we all are. We want you to feel the deliciousness of that, but we also would like to put it into the scanty perspective that we just want to say, yeah, and because there are hundreds of those, or maybe thousands of those, sort of potential demonstrations for you all day, every day. When they come in that emphatic way, it gets your attention. But watch for them all day long. Just, you know how you finish one another's sentences? Do you understand what the power of mastermind is? When you come together with someone and you focus in some way with the purposeful intention of finding high-minded thoughts and high-flying vibrations, that when just the synergy of two of you accomplish that, and imagine what it is in a gathering like this, when just the synergy of two of you accomplish that, is you open a passageway that allows infinite intelligence to flow to you and through you. We can't even find words to demonstrate. We just want to say that things like that are happening all day that you don't even know are happening. There are all kinds of rendezvous on your behalf, insightful things that are coming to you. Humans, we love you so much. You know what's coming next. Are so often determined to carve out your own worthiness through your own discovering of things on your own, that you often close yourself off to the available assistance, as if the assistance somehow would neutralize your worthiness because someone else helps you with the idea. Oh, that was good. Where what you're really wanting to do is to find ways to achieve vibrational alignment with a frequency that allows you to be open to that. And oh, there is not anything that your dearly not ever departed like more than your conscious awareness of something that they are playfully in on like that. And we want to say to you, if things like that, that the crowd gasps, oh, that's just amazing. You have no idea what's going on your behalf. Get tuned into this. And you know, you won't really know until you have deliberately focused your thought and got enough momentum going deliberately that you now own the thought and what it means. Until you do that, you won't recognize the intertwining of the non-physical energies that are assisting you in so many ways. It's like until you ask a question, you don't have any relationship with the answer. But when you start deliberately flowing and deliberately thinking and deliberately conjuring and deliberately allowing and deliberately aligning, deliberately thinking, when you start scripting and writing and doing focus wheels about it, when you begin to make these thoughts your own, then when the rendezvous, when the convergence of other factors come into being. And we're not just talking about the convergence of your other physical friends. They're the hardest part. It's easy to converge with the non-physical likes of Augie. It's easy to converge with those pure positive energy beings when you're in a pure positive energy place. So think about the components. There you were, lovingly, it's been enough time that you weren't still suffering, lovingly contemplating the beingness and feeling appreciation of someone. But it's the setup that we love. In other words, that woman with that dog didn't just beam in from some other planet. There was a vibrational setup. There was a vortexual. It was spinning in the vortex. The cooperative components had already been assembled. Your impulse of when to go there, that's what was inspired. In other words, the feeling that you had to be there. And that was inspired from that broader perspective. Sometimes you think that deliberate creation is, I'll just stand here and I'll look out there and I'll find something that I want and I'll get some sort of device to go out there and get it and drag it over to me. And we say, if you would, all you got to do is get into this place of, well, you've done step one already. That's what you've already done that. And source has already done step two. So your step three, this is your step three moments. These are the moments to do step three. These are the moments to get into that vibrational alignment, you see. Are talking to you about your point of attraction. We call it the grid. It's a sort of framework that we'll flesh in with the manifestation. Haven't really found the perfect way to describe to you your point of attraction that will help you to get your thoughts around it. But your point of attraction, your beingness, your grid that will fill in with all of the other things is happening right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. So we've been describing this grid as a sort of spinning. Someone very close to Esther recently said, why does it spin? And we say, because it's easier to demonstrate the gathering of the cooperative components in this spinning momentum. So this disc is spinning, and the question is, what is the vibrational frequency of your point of attraction? And you can tell by the way you feel what it is. Are you on the ornery disc? Are you on the grieving disc? Are you on the high-flying disc? The appreciation disc? The love disc? In other words, there is this emotional scale, and what your mood is, you know what we mean by that. You know where you hang out. Esther has, in the past, described herself as, and we've described her as, being on the overwhelmment disc. Too much to do, not enough time to do it in. You can tell by the way you feel where you're hanging out. Not all the time, but sort of commonly. You know where you usually end up. And we just want to point out that where you usually hang around is what gathers around you. If you look around you and there are ornery people around you, you sort of have to acknowledge that you're on the ornery disc. You sort of showed up at the ornery rendezvous. And if you're on the happy disc, or on the appreciative disc, or on the loving disc, in other words, you can tell. And this is what we want to call your attention to. So we've been suggesting that you get on the high-flying disc, on that high-flying, good-feeling disc. And our physical friends say, well, how do we do it? And we say, you were born there. You were born there, but you don't usually maintain it because you're so practical in your sifting and sorting and in your trying to fix things from a physical standpoint rather than wanting to achieve a vibration that attracts things. If you can make that distinction, if instead of working things out through action, you can instead work things out by choosing a vibrational frequency and letting law of attraction work it out. But before you can do that, you've got to accept that you're worthy to begin with, that you're not here proving worthiness through struggle. And that's a hard thing for a lot of physical friends to give up, because you want your effort to count for something. And we want any effort that you're applying to be applied toward wanting to be on the high-flying disc. We want it to be a mental effort, but we don't want it to be effort, because in the moment that it turns to effort, then you're not on the high-flying disc. So that's a good understanding, isn't it? Mm-hmm.